The best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Talking about strangest things you've seen at a wedding. 280-1025. And now Colin on the phone from Avon Lake. What'd you see, Colin?
So our brother's getting married. We've been together about 25 years now. And the priest says, we are gathered here today for this funeral. I mean, wedding.
Duh, so close.
I know. But that's funny. Everybody thinks that's real funny.
And it was funny. It was actually the truth also, because they're the last people married in that church before they demolished it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, sure. But they've been together 25 years. That's cool. Hey, thanks for the call, Colin.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Julie on the phone now from Perry. So, Julie, what was the strange thing you saw at a wedding?
Well, I was a bridesmaid in a... Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Go ahead.
I was a bridesmaid in a Christian Hindu wedding, and they did it up on a... They do it up on a platform, and there's yards and yards of material, and I had on a big sari, you know, all this material. And I was sitting kind of back in the corner, and they were doing the ceremony, and they used a candle as part of it. They had to get special permission to use the actual candle.
Okay.
And they were in a hotel, and when they were done with that part, they just pushed the candle back, but they didn't float out. And so I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I see these flames shooting up the back. That was a minister and a Hindu priest. But if the flames were shooting up the back of the minister's robe, and nobody knew it. I looked around, because I'm a chicken, you know. I looked around, I'm like, you can take care of this. I have to do something. So I kept patting him on the back. The ceremony just kept going on. I said, you're on fire. And he finally scooted forward, and he was scorched. His rope was scorched, but it hadn't caught fire yet.
Oh.
And then it was the pillow that was burning that he was sitting on. And so I just flipped that over and put it out. And the ceremony just kept going on. And then I sat back down. I'm like, well, I guess everything's okay. a few people saw, you know, thanked me later.
Yeah.
But most people didn't even know it happened. But he was so close to his rope catching on fire. It was scorched all the way up the back.
You were the hero, Julie. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a good day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, this is Vanessa from Ankeny. So, strangest thing you saw at a wedding, Vanessa?
I went to my husband's roommate's wedding in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
It was in a former church, but they turned it into their house now.
Okay.
And in the middle of the reception, the cousin, whose house it was, grabs the rifle and goes running towards the back of the house, because he was going to kill a woodpecker.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Well, did he?
No, I don't think so. But that wasn't also, like, the worst part, or not the craziest thing. It was just an interesting wedding all around.
That wasn't the craziest thing? What was?
Well, maybe it was the mother of the bride getting drunk and trying to, like, decorate the car was just very interesting as well. And it was very typical. I don't want to be stereotypical, but it was very Arkansas.
Now we get it.
Yep, this makes sense.
That's funny. Oh, that's good stuff. Thanks, Vanessa. You have a good day. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
More fun in the mornings.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.